Welcome to Bright Eyes, the podcast where we explore all things related to eye health and vision. Today, we're talking about photophobia, a condition that affects light sensitivity and can significantly impact daily life.
That's right. Photophobia isn't a disease, but a symptom of something deeper. It's often misunderstood, so we're here to break it down. From symptoms to causes and when to seek help, we've got it all covered. Let's dive in.
Let's start with what photophobia actually is. People with photophobia experience heightened sensitivity to light. It can cause discomfort, pain, or even severe headaches. And it's not just sunlight. Artificial light and screen glare can also be triggers.
Exactly. It happens because light interacts with the cornea, retina, or even the brain's visual pathways in a way that's overstimulating. It's often tied to underlying eye or neurological issues, which we'll explore later.
Let's talk symptoms. The most common ones include discomfort or pain in the eyes, squinting or even shutting the eyes, and excessive tearing.
Don't forget blurry vision and headaches. These can be particularly intense, especially during migraines. In severe cases, people might even feel nauseous.
That's true. The severity varies. For some, it's mild and manageable. For others, it can be debilitating, making daily tasks a real challenge. Managing photophobia is all about addressing the cause. Protective eyewear, like polarized lenses, can help filter harmful light.
Medications can also help if the issue is related to migraines or neurological conditions. And lifestyle changes like reducing screen time or using blue light filters are often effective.
The eye causes. Treatments like artificial tears or prescription eye drops can make a big difference. It's about finding what works best for you. Photophobia can be challenging, but understanding it is the first step toward finding relief. If light sensitivity is affecting you or someone you know, don't hesitate to seek help. Definitely. And that wraps up today's episode of Bright Eyes. If you found this helpful, share it with someone who might benefit. Got a topic you'd like us to cover? Let us know. Thanks for tuning in. Take care of your eyes, and we'll see you next time.